Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts, and please share those on social media. So many great writers and podcasts up on AmericaOutLoud.com. You guys do not want to miss out on those. It is updated several times a day. Just hours of content. You will be busy for hours over at AmericaOutLoud.com. You know, Rob, something I want to open up the show talking about is your city, New York City. Over the weekend, had a very tragic incident where Harlem police officer Jason Rivera, only 22 years old, was shot dead doing a routine call. His partner was also shot. He is in critical condition. Prayers for the brave officer shot in New York City. But this just seems like another incident of what happens when you've got this criminal justice reform where criminals get arrested for things like robberies and other things and released from jail just shortly after. And it just leaves all these dangerous, violent criminals out on the street. And you know who are the ones who have to deal with it? The police officers. And after the 2020 anti-cop propaganda that was out in the media, it just seems like this is happening more and more often, and it is just sad. These police officers are putting their life on the line, and then as we've seen in the Kim Potter case, they can't even make mistakes or they will go to prison for possibly the rest of their lives. These police officers are in such a tough position, and my heart really goes out to them, in particular this Jason Rivera, only 22 years old, absolutely tragic. Rob, how are you doing tonight, and what are your thoughts about what is happening in your city, New York City?
Andrew, I am fine. Glad to be on tonight. Want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in, and as we always say, please share the broadcast to get this crucial information out there. I'm fired up tonight, Andrew. You ask me, how do I feel about my city? We're looking at Los Angeles. We're looking at the cop who was killed with his fiance. They were about to start their life together. He always wanted to be a cop. The guy's extremely young. He had the rest of his life ahead of him. Fast forward this weekend, New York City, two officers shot, one dead, the other is fighting for his life. As we're speaking, there's a possibility he might lose his life, might lose the fight. And what for? All around us, we see police officers being killed, ambushed, attacked. It happened throughout the spring and summer of 2020. And no one said anything about it. We just looked the other way. And when people came out and said Blue Lives Matter, they were chastised. If you wore a Blue Lives Matter t-shirt or any paraphernalia out in public, people would accost you. If you were a supporter of Blue Lives Matter and you were on TV, you had to take it off. On a college campus, you had to take it off. Unless it said BLM, Black Lives Matter, they didn't want to hear about it. This is the United States of America, 2022. Look at how far the Biden administration has brought us. How far they have taken us back, rather. 2022, with the flick of a pen, look at the things that have changed around us so drastically. New York City, every week someone is being killed, pushed in front of a train, stabbed, beaten while walking on the streets. A one-year-old girl was about to celebrate her first year birthday, shot on the streets of New York City. Now she has to celebrate her birthday in the hospital. A day before that, or a week before, a young girl working at a Burger King at night, trying to help her mom pay the bills, all of 18 years old, shot dead. And why? Well, she was shot over a $100 bill. $100. Going back to Los Angeles, another young girl, Brianna Kupfer, 24, working at a high-end furniture store, stabbed to death Before then, Sandra Scholes, a nurse, beaten in California at a train station. Michelle Goh, 40 years old, a week ago in New York City, pushed in front of an ongoing train. What's happening here? What is going on? Why hasn't Biden said anything about it? Why haven't our elected officials said anything about it? What is the harm in saying this has to stop? Why hasn't anyone called out George Soros? He's funded a lot of these DAs that are in office right now that are pushing this radical, this new radical way of policing. So far, he has supported George Gascon in LA County, Alvin Bragg in Manhattan, Melinda Katz in Queens, Eric Gonzalez in Brooklyn, Larry Krasner in Philadelphia, Chesa Bodine in San Francisco, Kim Fox of Cook County, Chicago, Kim Gardner in St. Louis, Marilyn Mosby in Baltimore, Eli Slavitt in Ruskin County, Michigan, Carol Simon in Ingram County, Michigan, Santana DeBerry in Durham County, North Carolina, Jason Williams, New Orleans, Steve Wagstaffer, San Mateo County in California, Michael Heston, Riverside County, California, Jason Anderson, San Bernardino, California, Jose Garcia, Travis County, Texas, and Jeff Rosen, Santa Clara County, California. These are all woke DAs who got into office thanks to George Soros. Well, who is George Soros? Well, George Soros is a 90-something year old billionaire. I think he immigrated from some place in Europe. I almost said the name, but it doesn't matter. He's here. He's wreaking havoc on the land. No one is calling him out. Everyone knows he's a culprit. You have Republicans that are just looking and they're laughing, and then they're saying things will be better under us. How will things be better under you? And we spoke about this in one of our shows earlier last week. Republicans saying, well, we're going to get in control and we're going to do this. But you're going to do what? We don't need any more rhetoric. There's a crisis that's out there. We need actionable items. And all of this is manifested under this entire thing of making things fair and equitable. Ever since George Floyd, a criminal, George Floyd, who lost his life, unfortunately, whose family got millions of dollars, unfortunately. But all of this is on the auspices of we've got to make things fair because people are constantly killing Black men. They're after Black men, and it's racism, and it's racism. Okay, well, these young women whose names that I mentioned, who's going to stand up for them? Who's going to go and give their families millions of dollars because they're no longer there? And who knows what they could have done had they still been here? But we're so quick to give money to these two-bit criminals whose families have done absolutely nothing and caused complete chaos. But yet and still people would say, oh, well, you look back in the day at what happened. LaShawn McNeil, 47, shot an officer, Jason Rivera, who was 22, and Officer Wilbert Morera in Harlem just this past weekend. Now, needless to say, LaShawn McNeil is Black, or some of you want to say African-American, whatever, 47 years old, a rap sheet. Why was he out? A 16-year-old rapper. Now, this is what gets me. His name was C-something. Accidentally shot a police officer. Now, when I say accidentally, there's more to the story. He was wrestling a police officer, and a gun went off. Already, his family is raising the bail. You know how? Because Interscope, his record label, had given him an advance. So they're going to use that money to get him out. So he'll get out. He'll laugh. He'll do the same thing over and over again. Now, Andrew, I guarantee you, had this 16-year-old been shot while he was wrestling the police officers, Black Lives Matter would be out in the streets with Al Sharpton and D.A. Bragg saying this is not fair. What do you mean it's not fair? Why was he wrestling a police officer? Why did he even have a gun at 16 years old? Quiet as it's kept, Kyle Rittenhouse was legally able to have a gun, but the left attacked him. No one's going to say anything about this guy, this 16-year-old kid, a rapper with a gun, who should not have had a gun. Quiet as it's kept. No one's going to say anything about it. And his name is Cameron Williams, by the way. And he goes by the rapper name C Blue. 16 years old. What the heck was he out on the streets for? All around us is carnage. And our biggest cities, who's at the top? Woke liberals, Democrats, Eric Adams, a former police officer, formerly over the police union. Everyone said, give him a chance, give him a try, he'll make things better. Well, granted, it's the first month of 2022, his first month on the job, and look at the chaos. Now, you might say, well, give him a chance, he will change things. Well, how much of a chance do we need to give him? He should have gotten into office and immediately said, we're going to get rid of D.A. Alvin Bragg. Because he's not working with us, he's working against us. How can you achieve equity and say that we want to even the playing field when you're allowing Black people to constantly commit crimes and then you want to look the other way?
Yeah,
it pains me to say this.
That's what I keep coming back to that is so sad, is this guy who shot these police officers most likely was a criminal and should have already been in jail. But because of these liberal policies and criminal justice reform, he was out free and able to be able to shoot police officers when this guy most likely should be in prison. It's just very sad. And this is the direct result of these liberal policies.
Direct result. And one of the things that I say, when we talk about this, and you guys can go back and look at all of our shows, I have been consistent on this. It pains me to point out that a lot of these crimes that are being committed are by Black men. The exact Black men, the same Black men that we're saying we need to protect, the same Black men that we say the criminal justice system has not been fair toward. I get it, and I agree with you. The system has not been fair. But when you start to peel back the onions and you really look at it, who created that unfairness? Policies of the left, Democrats. Why did they create the policies? Because they need to make certain, as Joe Biden said back in the 80s, we want to keep our streets from being jungles. I didn't say it. Joe Biden said it. I wish I had the tape. I would play it for you. But Joe Biden said it. He didn't want his children going to school with Black kids because it was a jungle. I found the tape. Roll the tape. Here we go.
It doesn't matter whether or not they're the victims of society. The end result is they're about to knock my mother on the head with a lead pipe, shoot my sister, beat up my wife, take on my sons. So I don't want to ask, what made them do this? They must be taken off the street. We should focus on them now. Not out of a liberal instinct for love, brother, and humanity, although I think that's a good instinct, but for simple pragmatic reasons. If we don't, they will, or a portion of them will, become the predators 15 years from now. And Madam President, we have predators on our streets.
There you have it. I didn't make it up. Joe Biden said it. And yet and still, here we are saying that we need to protect these individuals. But how can we allow them to do what they're doing and then causing complete chaos in the land? Because I'm telling you, Andrew, this is exactly what will happen. If we continue along these lines, looking the other way, pretending as if though this crime does not exist, and that these Black men and Black boys aren't doing it, for a decade from now, when all of this has been gone and has happened, you will have a group of people coming into power. and then they will start enforcing the law. And then they will start looking at black boys and black men and will say, it's them, they did it, they did it, they did it, they did it. Arrest them, stop and frisk all of them because we don't know one from the other. That is exactly what will happen. That is exactly what has happened in the past. And we were trying to get beyond that. But now we're moving back to it by turning our backs on the crime that's being committed. I mean, this is so simple. It is nothing complicated. It's just a simple fact. You have an element in the population, an element in society that has gone completely rogue. And it needs to be addressed. I don't care what their skin color is. Crime has no color. But we need to identify those individuals and lock them up. I don't want to hear about, well, it's a mental problem. It's a mental this. Okay, then get them help. Half of the people that we're saying are suffering from mental illness probably aren't suffering from mental illness. They're just bad people. They have no direction. They never had any direction. And why didn't they have direction? It is because of the systematic breakdown of the black family. We talk about racism, systematic racism. Okay, fine. Let's look at the systematic breakdown of the black family. What caused it? Democrats with their social programs. Look at what they're doing now, elevating the black woman, making the black woman feel as if though she's in charge. She can do this, she can do that. And the black man, they don't need the black man. But these same black women will come out and complain that they can't find a good black man. Well, you allowed your woke brothers and sisters to destroy the black man. You allowed your woke white brothers and sisters to come in and look the other way when crime was being committed. So now all your black men are in jail. And then when you're looking to marry, you got to go to the jailhouse to marry them. And then you want to wonder why. We have got to stop this. It has to stop. And the only person who was looking at this and was trying to stop it was President Trump. A lot of people don't like Trump. And we say this all the time because he was bombastic. But I don't care about him being bombastic. I don't care that he wasn't speaking eloquent. Because it was actionable items. And when we get to actionable items, that's what counts. Because you look at all these social programs that are being laid out there before us right now, and they're meaningless. This entire idea of bringing equity was supposed to make certain that police officers weren't going out there arresting black boys when they didn't do anything wrong. Now, to be clear, because I know there are a lot of skeptics that are out there, that are saying, well, white kids commit crimes also, but they get off in white crimes, white kids this. Yes, you're right. They do commit crimes. But who do we see in the news committing some of the most hideous crimes? Yes, the other day we learned of a white guy who chopped up his parents and then put them in a freezer. We know about that already, okay? And it does happen. But consistently every day, the major crimes in all these big cities, who's committing them? Because a lot of black people live in these big cities because they're Democrat cities and they're thinking they will get a helping hand. And the only helping hand they're getting is a hand to escort them inside of a prison cell. That is it. Let's just be honest. But all of this came about because of none other than George Floyd, whom Joe Biden said his death was more significant than Martin Luther King. And no one said anything, they just walked all over it. So you see every day on TV, if you were to turn it on right now, on CNN, fake news CNN, MSNBC, if you were to read the Washington Post, LA Times, they're all talking about racism. They're all talking about the vote and how Biden couldn't get that voter bill passed and how these are nothing but segregationists because they don't want votes to blocks the right to vote. But then the other day we learned that as far as ID, the Biden administration is going to allow illegal aliens to use warrants as ID to travel. A warrant. He's going to say, okay, you can't get an ID. Well, use your arrest warrant as ID to travel. Now, don't ask me where they're getting the money from to get on the airplanes or on the buses because they're illegal. They're not supposed to be able to work here without proper ID, but it's happening. So then you're going to tell me that black people, they can't get an ID. Okay, if you can make an exception for illegals to use an ID, arrest warrant, why don't you make an exception for black people? look at the majority of these black men. They're committing crimes, so I'm sure they have an arrest warrant. So this whole thing with voter rights and wanting to make sure that everyone has the right to vote is a bunch of bull. How did Biden get like 80,000, I think, Andrew, votes if it wasn't for the black vote? Look at North Carolina. He cleaned up there. But I bet if you were to go there, you would have Jimmy Clyburn saying, oh, they're suppressing the vote. Where is the vote being suppressed? Please tell me. It's a ruse. It's a big lie to try to take over the voting system. So while they're doing that, they're not focusing on the crime. Crime is all over us. But we're supposed to believe, oh, it's racism. And it's this ism. If there's any racism, maybe it's a racism against the people who are obeying the law and they're being killed. Again, I go back to these three women who lost their lives at the hands of thugs, common thugs. Their lives did not matter, the lives of those thugs. Crystal Barron Needs, Michelle Goh, Breonna Kupfer, Sandra Shells. Who's going to bring them back? Who's going to go when they're eating at the dinner table and say, what happened to them? My loved one was killed. And by whom? Who did it? Who was the culprit? The exact same man that they're trying to protect right now. The exact same man that they're saying, oh, it's not fair. I mean, Andrew, when living where you are, when you look at these big cities and the troubles that they're going through, what do you think? What enters your mind? And hearing the same old rhetoric of equity and these people aren't treated fairly and we're not treating that person fairly. What goes through your mind?
Yeah, it just seems like what we're seeing is a direct result of liberal policies emboldening these people, making them feel like they can commit these crimes, get out of jail. So maybe these crimes they're committing aren't so bad. And then we see the things issue into worse and worse crimes, like we saw in New York City with these police officers getting shot. It's just sad what is going on in our cities, and it needs to be addressed right away. And Republicans need to stop shying away. They need to go into these cities and explain exactly what is happening and why people need to vote a different way to have a different outcome.
But they won't, like you said, a different outcome. But a lot of these individuals are not looking for a different outcome. It's all about politics, what they can gain, what they can get to sway the voices, to sway the people. And like sheeples, people will follow them nonstop and will keep going, that's right, that's right, that's right. We had on our show Curtis Kenneth, who was running for DA of Manhattan. Very nice man, all about the law. Thomas Kenneth, very smart man. And he said, you know, I have a different view than Alvin Bragg. If he wins, you know, good for him, but I will stay on the course and I will call him out. Now, you would think that the people here in New York City would have said, okay, Thomas is our guy. But you know what? They didn't. And probably some people weren't aware of him. Because George Soros had pumped so much money into the pockets, the coffers of Alvin Bragg. Well, he's going to come in. He's black. He'll be the first black man. He'll be the first black that will come in. What good is it to be the first black when you're incompetent? What good is it to be the first woman when you can't get your agenda across? What good is it to be the first anything? Kamala Harris, the first resident VP. What has she managed to accomplish? Nothing. Joe Biden, the first old white man, geezer, to occupy the White House to get an election. What has he brought to us? Absolutely nothing but doom and gloom. And I fault and blame a lot of you liberals and a lot of you feckled independent voters who take pride. Well, I'm an independent. I'm an independent for what? Stupidity? Stand for something or fall for nothing, as we always say. Because it makes no sense. I'm an independent. I mean, am I supposed to feel like, oh, wow, this person is serious. And the independents, they're going to call this election. Are they going to call the election or are they going to screw up the election? Because if the independents voted for Joe Biden in 2020, we know that their vote is completely trash. Because look at what they gave us. So either they put him in office or he stole the election. There's no in between. Okay? So all you independents who are sitting on the fence, which are, I'm an independent, go somewhere. Don't ever vote. Go away. Bye. We don't want to hear from you.
Yeah, I really don't understand these independents anymore. I mean, if you haven't chosen a side, if you're not against socialism, it's pretty clear you're a Democrat. And if you're for capitalism and the American dream, it's pretty clear you should be a Republican. I'm not sure what these people are doing that are, claim they are independents now. It seems like the choice has never been more clear what you're voting for. But here they are still saying that their votes are up in the air and you have to win them over. It's just bizarre. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Is a record player the best way to listen to music? Of course not. So why are you still taking vitamins that haven't been upgraded since the 1930s? Even if your vitamins aren't hard to swallow, it's time to upgrade to Healthy Cells pill-free, patent-pending microgel supplements that work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. They taste great, convenient on the go, and they're more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of any product. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
As Americans, we seek to form a more perfect union. To paraphrase Abraham Lincoln, we are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And God willing, we shall not perish from the earth. AmericaOutloud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
And we're back, second half of After Dark with Rob and Andrew. We're glad you guys are tuning in. And as always, please share the broadcast. The more it's out there, the more people will start to wake up and realize that there are other forms of media that's out there other than fake news CNN and MSNBC. Speaking of fake news CNN and MSNBC, Andrew, last week, what did you think about Biden's presser where he stayed there, I think, for almost an hour? And 40 minutes answering questions, if that's what you call it, answering questions. What were your thoughts about that?
Yeah, well, honestly, I couldn't take that long of watching Joe Biden. But from what I seen, it looked like it was a complete disaster. Here he is mumbling and stumbling along, and he shows once again why he is so out of touch with what the American people are asking for. The guy is just clueless. He's stuck in the White House around his handlers, and he really has no idea what is really going on in the world. I mean, this guy's got to have early Alzheimer's or something, because he is completely out of his mind.
He is out of his mind. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because a reporter had asked him a question about his mental acuity. And you know, Biden was shocked by it. He couldn't say anything. But I was glad that question was put forward, because as you and I both know, for 4 years, the media constantly harangued Trump about his mental acuity. He was senile, and that someone needs to go in and, you know, sit him down and invoke the 25th Amendment. I mean, we heard this nonstop from John Kelly, who's supposed to be his chief of staff. Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, Mad Dog Mattis, and so many others were constantly putting this out there in public domain. And as I've always said, and do not doubt me on this, once it's in public domain and they keep talking about it over and over again, for some people, unfortunately, it becomes a reality. You look at the entire racist thing, racism, racism, racism. That's all we hear now. Whenever you mention Trump's name, they want to talk about racism. And it's just not true. If you want to say someone is racist, you would say it's Joe Biden. The tape that we played for you during the first half of the show, of him talking about schools, his kids going to schools that are jungles. So I want to play this tape with this reporter asking Biden about his mental acuity and why he thinks that people are starting to question it. Roll the tape.
Thank you very much for this honor. James Rosen with Newsmax. I'd like to raise a delicate subject, but with utmost respect for your life accomplishments and the high office you hold. A poll released this morning by Politico Morning Consult found 49% of registered voters disagreeing with the statement, Joe Biden is mentally fit. Wow. Not even a majority of Democrats who responded strongly affirmed that statement.
Well, I'll let you all make the judgment whether they're correct.
Well, the question I have for you, sir, if you'd let me finish, is why do you suppose such large segments of the American electorate have come to harbor such profound concerns about your cognitive fitness? Thank you.
I have no idea.
There you have it. A fair question. Although many on the left were against it, they felt that it diminishes the office of the presidency and how dare you ask the leader of the free world this type of question. But then I say, what about President Trump? Non-stop, that's all we heard for 4 years. That he didn't have the mental capacity and that he need to go to see a psychiatrist. But if you say this about Joe, you're silenced. And Andrew, I'm sorry, but it just goes back to what I was saying about the right and about those who try to say that, you know, we report the news, we don't take either side. But of course, a lot of folks view them as being on the right. But those journalists, they don't say enough to push back. Now, granted, a lot of these are on talk shows. They're just commentators and they're not journalists. But as a journalist, as this reporter did, I think his name was John Berman, he said, respectfully, I want to ask this question. In all due respect. And then he proceeded. We need to do the same thing because right now it appears that we could be marching to war with Russia. And why? Why are we trying to protect Ukraine's borders and we can't protect our own? I don't get it. Well, we want to protect their borders. Go ahead, Andrew.
Well, we all know President Trump was getting to the bottom of this when he was president. He inquired about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden's relationship with Ukraine, and they impeached the guy for it because they know that he was getting close to getting all the dirt on the Bidens and how they are owned by Ukraine. I mean, how many millions of dollars did Hunter Biden cash in from these guys? And we know when Hunter Biden cashes in, it gets funneled to the old man, Joe Biden. So I think that's what we're seeing here. Joe Biden's very defensive of Ukraine because of how much money they've lined his pockets with.
Very defensive. Quiet as it's kept. The media won't say anything about it. They won't delve into it and investigate the way they wasted all of our time investigating a Russia collusion. But they won't investigate Ukraine. Why are we so concerned about Ukraine? Ukraine, I don't think, is even a member of NATO. Why are we so concerned? Well, it's a free democracy. And why can't Germany or Great Britain defend them? Why must we go in and defend Ukraine? As opposed to looking at Taiwan, who is one of our allies. Why Ukraine? What does Ukraine have to offer us other than big money for these big defense contractors, Mark Milley, Lloyd Austin,
they're
licking their lips.
Sorry to cut you off, Rob, but that's so interesting that you bring that up. You look at the contrast and how Joe Biden will talk about Russia when it comes to Ukraine compared to how he talks about China when it comes to Hong Kong or Taiwan. Totally different reaction from Joe Biden. And clearly he is afraid of China and in their pocket. So what we're seeing is just a disaster on all fronts.
It's in their pockets. And what you bet, the Olympics, as I've said before, we should cancel the Olympics. We shouldn't be going there, but we're going to go. Why? I don't know. I guess to buffer some kid's ego that they've been training for 4 years and this is their moment. You will always have another moment. You keep training, you'll get better. It's not worth it going to a communist country that we know hates us, a country that we know wants to take over, a country that we know is threatening to march into Taiwan. If Trump were president, we wouldn't be having this discussion, because if our Olympians were going, China would have already been in check. They would have already have opened up their board and said, wait a minute, we're not playing this game. We're not playing this trading game. You need to get your acts together. And don't even think about going into Taiwan. But under Biden, as he said, well, it's just an incursion if they were to go in, and it's okay. And Putin is like, oh, okay. Mobilize the troops. Let's go ahead and go in. And if they do go in, what is Biden going to do? We certainly shouldn't send troops there. What he should have done is said, okay, let's go ahead and put sanctions on them right now to let them know we mean serious. We're talking serious business. But instead, he's pussyfooting around with Putin, playing games, having his Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, who is just as weak as the day is long. And yeah. John McCain warned us. He said that Tony Blinken should not be near the state office at all.
It's one of the few things he's gotten right.
One of the few things.
Rob, do you think that President Trump does not get the credit he deserves for his foreign policy and the great accomplishments that he had? You look at North Korea, they were very quiet at the time. They were actually communicating with us. Now here they are firing huge missiles each and every week. They seem more emboldened than ever. You see China talking about going into Taiwan. They seem more emboldened. And Russia, nobody seems to take our current administration seriously. President Trump had all these things under control. And I believe his plan to withdraw from Afghanistan would have been much different and gone a lot differently than it went under the incompetent leadership of Joe Biden.
You're correct. You are so correct. He does not get, well, he doesn't get credit for anything that he had done. Nothing at all. Because when he was in office, we didn't have all this little frictions that we have right now. They respected him. So when I hear people saying, oh, we weren't respected, I'm like, according to whom? The liberal media? Because look at what's happening now. Putin is laughing at us. And I was surprised if the media, typically, although, came out and said, Biden, he kind of messed up there. He gave Putin an invitation to go into the Ukraine. But as I said, what do we care? We have problems at our own border. That's completely messed up, that Kamala is supposed to be working on, and she's not. We have crime. And we now have an impending war, something that the war hawks love. I'm sure Liz Cheney is licking her lips over that because it'll bring in more money for her dad. How did we get here? And I often ask that question, and some would say it's a rhetorical question, but how did we get here? How did we lose sight of the big picture? Was there so much hate for Trump that people just couldn't see through all the rhetoric, all the lies? I mean, again, Andrew, and I keep saying this, and people have to wake the heck up. Stop looking at these politicians and thinking that they have your best interests at heart, and they don't. The people that are there have just torn down this country. Every liberal that has come in, and I dare say Republicans also, because now when you look at George W. and his dad, their entire terms were questionable. I mean, we were on track with Ronald Reagan. A lot of folks didn't like Nixon. But you look at what Nixon did. Look at what he gave us. Look at what he furthered the cause for, especially for Black and brown people. Well, the Democrats did a good talk, and they window dressed, and they put in policies that were very detrimental to the Black community. But you look at the individuals and the administrations that carried it out, that made things happen. I think back, going back to President Trump, we're talking in the first hour about the crime in our cities. A lot of people have completely forgotten about Operation Legend. And he named this in honor of a little black boy who lost his life. Operation Legend was supposed to cut down on all the crimes. And you know what, Andrew? Joe Biden came into office and he ended Operation Legend. Quiet as it's kept, if you were to ask a black person, ask them about Operation Legend, they would know nothing about it. Well, what is that? You talking about John Legend? No, Operation Legend. Do you know what it is? Do you know what it was created for? Do you know who ended it? And the first thing they would say is, Trump? No, it was Joe Biden. The same man who called public schools jungles. Yet here we are, marching to war, it seems. Yet here we are, trying to protect the borders of another country, and we can't protect our own borders. Yet here we are, trying to protect the citizens of another country against radicals of communism, and we can't protect our own citizens in the United States of America because of radical DAs, because of a radical billionaire who has dropped millions of dollars into their campaigns, getting them elected. Yet here we are. And then we're supposed to just sit back and say everything is Shangri-La. And if we talk about it, we'll get silenced. Republicans, conservatives have got to be more adamant. They have got to stand up and they have got to start fighting. I'm sick and tired of this. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Andrew, it has become so nauseating. I'm like, stop it already. When are we going to really stand up and fight? That's what I liked about Trump, is that he would fight. Yes, he talked too much. I will keep saying this. I will admit all of his faults, all of his shortcomings. But the good in the man and what he did outweighs all of that. The sum of a man are the things that he has done. And by God, he did a lot. And if you look at what we're up against now, Joe Biden was getting ready to go to Camp David. Reporters were asking him, well, we want to ask you about, well, no, I can't take your questions because you guys won't ask me questions about things that I want to talk about. You want to ask me about Russia, and I can't talk about that. You're dummy. You're supposed to be the leader of the free world. Is it you? Is it Kamala? Or is it Jill? Or is it Ron Klein?
That press conference is a perfect example of why Joe Biden's handlers do not like to let him off his leash and be free to speak, because it's a disaster every time that he does.
A complete colossal disaster. Now, some of them thought, oh, look at that. He's standing up there for an hour and 40 minutes. I was watching some of the other news programs and, you know, all fake news. And they were saying, oh, well, hey, for all those people who are questioning as to whether or not he can fulfill his constitutional duties, well, just look at what he did. And he was up there and he was talking and like, really? And then the next day, they had to come out and like, okay, let's put out the fire and file 13. Let's put some water on the Secretary of State office, because there was a colossal bluster right there. I mean, talking all over himself and fumbling and mumbling, but yet still we're supposed to look at it and say, wow, look at that Joe. Oh, that Joe. That Joe is knocking a home run.
Democrats must live on a different planet or something, because anything this guy does, they're so impressed by. I remember a few months back, there was a picture of Joe Biden riding a bike and they're like, oh, look at Joe. He can ride a bike. People say he's not fit to be president, but look at him on a bicycle. It's like, are you kidding me? This guy's actually getting credit for this?
Well, Andrew, when you look at it, I mean, who would expect to see Joe on a bike? I mean, he can barely walk and talk and chew gum at the same time. So that is impressive to them. But again, I think there's a little bit more to this, is that they're trying to feed the public this idea that he's a manly man and that he's full of, you know, Hulkism and he can fight and he's strong and he's this and he's that. Remember when Obama was the president and they showed him in the gym with the 5-pound weight and he was trying to lift it and you could tell he had no form. So it was obviously staged. And then you transpose to Putin on a horse horseback riding with no shirt on. It's like, okay, who's the stronger leader? And I believe Putin did this, you know, purposefully to show folks he's a weakling. But we were also enamored over the fact that we had the first Black president, and we were smiling. Well, I wasn't smiling, but a lot of other people were smiling and like, oh, we're so this, and look at what we've done all these years. We have ourselves the first Black president. Well, if that's so true, and we were so happy, how did all at once we became a racist country again after electing the first Black president not once, but twice? See, this is what happens when you have an unchecked media. And I know that the media is mentioned in the Constitution, but the Constitution didn't give the media the right to lie. You look at what happened the other day with Justice Sotomayor and Justice Gorsuch. NPR, National Public Radio, put out a piece that Justice Sotomayor, Sonia Sotomayor, had started hearing cases in her office because Justice Gorsuch refused to wear a mask. Now, all these people have been vaccinated. And if you follow the script that Fauci put out there and his minions, if you have the vaccine, you wear the mask, you're fine. If you have the vaccine, if you don't wear the mask, you're fine. If everyone else is vaccinated. So all the justices, so I hear, have all been vaccinated. Where is the threat? Okay, but I digress. We continue the story. So NPR decided to come out with a hit piece on Gorsuch saying that he's forcing her to work in her office because he won't wear a mask and she's afraid because she has diabetes and she doesn't want to get COVID-19. They put it out there. The Washington Post elaborated on it. CNN and MSNBC, oh my gosh, Andrew, they had a field day attacking Gorsuch, that he's a mean man, that he has no consideration for his colleagues, and that he wants to kill her, and that he's this. And of course, Joy Reid, she just went to town on it with her misinformation, only to find out that it was a lie. Fox News did some research and they said it was a lie. Oh, but that didn't stop the fake news purveyors. They came out stronger. We stand behind this. No, this is what happened. It got to the point, Andrew, that the justices, Gorsuch and Sotomayor, put out a joint statement saying, this is false. We were never instructed or told that we had to wear a mask. Sotomayor is not working in her office out of fear. Came out and set the record straight. But yet, and still, NPR said, we stand by our story and we're not changing. All the other fake news outlets did the same thing. And you tell me I'm supposed to believe them? I'm supposed to trust them when they're talking about Biden being able to fulfill his constitutional duties, when they're saying that Biden has a whole Russia-Ukraine deal under control, that Biden has China in check, Biden knows what's happening at the border wall, Biden knows what's happening with supply, the supply chain, and that Biden knows what's happening with crime, and Biden knows what's happening with all the numbers of COVID. All the people, 75% of the American population have been vaccinated, yet and still more people have died under Joe Biden with three vaccines, but he knows what's happening. I'm supposed to believe him because the media says I'm supposed to, when they can't get a story right? Not that they've ever gotten any of them right. Looking back at the Russia collusion, looking back at the 13 soldiers that Biden killed deliberately when he stumbled out of Afghanistan, but we're supposed to believe them, the media, and what they're reporting and what they're saying. And sad to say, Andrew, there are so many people out there that believe them. There are so many people out there that are completely unaware that the news is being suppressed by big tech and the mainstream media. Because anything you say right now that goes into the print, it pops up on Twitter or Facebook, the big social giants. And if you go to Google to try to Google the information, they're going to suppress it. So we're supposed to believe all these people who are colluding. I would say to the Republicans, you have your work cut out for you in 2022. Should you choose to accept it? Because I don't want to hear any of this. We don't want retribution. I don't want to hear any of this. We've got to move on for the people's business. This mess has to be ironed out right now. And it shouldn't take 6 months, Andrew. It shouldn't take a year. 3 months, maybe. But all you have to do is assemble them all in the house, assemble them all in a meeting, and just say, here's the tape. Here's what you said. You lied. Sergeant at arms, arrest them. Arrest them now. That's all it takes. We don't need a long, drawn out criminal trial, because we see the crimes being committed against the United States right here before our very eyes. We know what Hunter Biden did and when he did it. Okay, we all see it. There's no more connecting the dots. We see it, okay? And as far as the FBI, throw them in there also. Christopher Wray, there are a lot of players that are there that should not be there, including, Andrew, the CIA, that we're now learning, according to Ron Johnson, that they withheld information about Hunter Biden's travels. These people are nothing but the thick of swampers. I want it all to be corrected. We need the record to be corrected for once and for all. And as I have said before, and I will not back up off of this, if it stops at Obama, so be it, arrest him. I don't care. I am all about crime and punishment. We should not be marching to war when we have a war in our own backyard between citizens who are blaming other citizens of insurrection, and the only thing they were doing was showing the love of the country. This should not be happening. And if we have to tear it all down to build it back up, then so be it. And I will even throw in, if Trump is guilty of something, okay, put him in it also. But we all know that he's not, because he has been investigated 6 ways to Sunday, making it 7, 365 days of the year, they have gone after this man for 4 years. So again, all these other individuals that we know are against this great country, that have sown the seeds of discord for the past 7 years, it is time for their day of reckoning. Come 2022, should the Republicans take back both houses, let it rip. And we only need true Republicans. Liz Cheney, Adam Kissinger, get them out. John Thune, I don't trust him. Lindsey Graham, he straddles the fence. It's time for him to stop straddling and stand up straight. No pun intended, okay? But I'm just calling it the way it is.
I'll tell you, someone that I would like to see go is Dan Crenshaw. I cannot stand this guy.
Get him out.
He is weak. He is ineffective. He's out defending Liz Cheney. I'd almost rather us pick up that seat somewhere else and him lose to a Democrat just to get rid of this guy and make sure he's not another career politician, because he's in the swamp.
We stood up for him when Saturday Night Live was attacking him. We stood up for him. We tried to uphold him when Twitter was attacking him. And this is what we get, a slap in the face. And I was speaking with someone earlier on social media, and they were talking about, there are two candidates that are seemingly saying that they're Republicans and they're trying to run for office. But secretly, she's saying that they're nothing but socialist Democrats. We got to be careful who we vote for, because a lot of these Republicans that are out there, they're not Republicans. They will get into office and then flip the script, move over to the other side, and we've got to be careful, because as I've said before on other shows, this is a completely different ballgame, Andrew. And you have a lot of individuals that are out there that would do anything to win, even if it means running under the banner of the Republicans and then flipping the script. You know the test, the litmus test we should use? I hate to go there, but then too, I do like to go there. The litmus test that we should apply, do you support President Trump? Do you support his policies? And then make certain that they can name them. And if they can't, if they don't, we don't need them, because we know without a doubt that they're going to waver. But if you're willing to get behind Trump through the thick and the thin and take the bullets like Jim Jordan has done, I mean, really, Jim Jordan has not come out once to say anything contrary to Donald Trump. Think about it. Lindsey Graham has, Mitch McConnell has. But if you're willing to get in behind him and take those shots, then we know beyond a reasonable doubt that you are a true conservative. And maybe that should be the litmus test, the Donald Trump litmus test. Because we're up against something that's really wicked now. And if we're going to win, we've got to make certain that we're casting our votes behind the right people. Crime, punishment, crime, and war.
Yeah, well,
keep that in your minds.
Nothing would make me happier than to see President Trump come back in 2024. But you better buckle your seatbelts, because with all the animosity that President Trump has towards people who did not defend him, or people who have animosity towards President Trump after the January 6th incident, it is going to be a lot of craziness happening when President Trump returns to the scene, and if he does indeed decide to run for president again. Thank you for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. You can catch us every weeknight at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, 6 in the West, on iHeartRadio America Out Loud channel. Make sure you guys subscribe to that. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.